just another fantastic episode tonight. You get Grant and myself for like, I don't know, 8 minutes. Kevin finally jumps in, gets his life together, and we have a nice little conversation previewing this Washington matchup in walk-on fashion, where we don't really preview anything about the game, but we have great college football discussion. We give great, funny, entertaining content. It's why you come to the walk-ons and get these podcasts. So we have a day. Let's go. Welcome into the Grant and Tyler Show, baby. It's taglines. If you're not a Patreon member, you're getting a little taste. Kevin doesn't show up, Grant. This is what happens, okay?
This is essentially late night with Kevin Ward, though. What do they do when he doesn't show up?
When Kevin doesn't show up?
What do you do when you shine the bat signal and Batman's not there?
You better hope the cops can take care of it.
Do you think that was an issue for in Gotham City, or if like you shine the bat signal, it's like, well, we didn't sign the Robin signal, we didn't shine that one.
I think it was an issue probably when they were shining it too much. There was multiple people.
It's Batman's at home trying to watch Thursday Night Football. He's like, again with these guys.
No, well, you know what happened. You know what happened was Jackson State was playing New Mexico State, and
great game
on a Wednesday. And Batman was locked in.
Yeah.
He had money on the game.
He was really invested in 1-4 New Mexico State versus 2-3 Jackson State.
And then somebody else was robbing and thieving people on the streets. And they're like, oh, no, Batman, save us. And he's like, but Wednesday night college football, guys.
That's the best way to – you don't need Batman's help if you're just at home watching football.
Welcome in. I went to the welcome to the podcast. It's just the Grant and Tyler Show for a few minutes. Kevin said, yeah, it's probably going to be 8. Here's the deal, though. I have things that go on in my life. And Grant, you too. I mean, this is disrespectful to your time.
I do things.
Right? It's and you're trying
to the day, I will say I'm more open. Like, I can't say I'm horribly busy on a Wednesday night.
Well, for now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But we have other things to do. Like, I wake my child up in the morning at the same time, regardless of if Kevin jumps on at 8 or if he says, we got to go at 9:30, right? And as the main man of this show, I kind of, you know, like generally I make the decisions. And that may be for better or for worse. In the Patreon Discord today, somebody said, who knows where this show would be if we didn't have Grant? And I don't know if you saw that. But they were giving,
yeah, I did see.
And it was sort of as the guy who runs the show, I kind of took it as like a backhanded, like, oh, Kluver would have just fucking crashed and burned if Grant hadn't joined the show.
I don't know about that, but okay, sure.
It could be true, but I was hoping that the people, especially the ones in the Discord, would have a little bit more faith in me to figure this out and make it an entertaining show week in, week out.
What's it like, a butterfly flaps its wings? Like, maybe if I didn't join the show, it would be actually 100 times more popular.
I don't know about 100 times.
Like, how do you know the show could be on CBS right now?
Doubtful. When I show up looking like a Packers fan in October, just like, I've got the yellow shirt underneath. This is actually a Hawks by Million cutoff, but then I threw on the green goopy on top. By the way, walk on merchandise, a lot of Hawks by a Million stuff, a lot of Goat Wallace. Should we come up with a Christmas Goat Wallace? Like, put a little Santa hat on Goat Wallace?
I have an idea.
Yeah, shoot.
If the people want it, they should leave a comment on the YouTube.
Oh, my. Yes. Play the game, comment, Grant.
Let us know.
If people have Christmas designs that they think might hit, or twists on old classics from the walk-on library, the walk-on catalog, if you will, send it to us. I only say that because Christmas is coming up, Grant. We're in October. In a few weeks, we're going to be 2 months out. 60 days until Christmas. And you know what happens when Christmas comes along is the walk-ons do a Christmas line of merchandise.
We do.
And in our line of work where we do it ahead of time and we do a pre-order and then it's all made to order and then shipped, this happens like 5 or 6 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas already started.
So at the end of this month is what I'm getting at. There's going to be an opportunity to rock some walk-on merchandise, rock some Hawks by a Million merchandise. Again, maybe you get a Christmas Goat Wallace. Maybe we come out with a new walk-on design. Maybe we come – who knows?
If there's a
– tight end you.
I don't know if we're doing the stocking stuffers here before Halloween, but if you want to – if there's a Hawkeye fan in your life that you want to give us a little stocking stuff to, maybe it's a tight end you t-shirt. Who knows?
Could be a known for great D. Do you know somebody with great D? There's a t-shirt for that.
I don't know if that's Christmas appropriate.
But. Oh, okay. Well, you could buy it.
Goat Wallace one's 100% appropriate.
Yeah, Goat Wallace is always appropriate. And maybe we need to come out with a Goat Woods. I don't know. I bring all this up, and with Kevin not here, it gives me a chance to pump something that is very important to us here at the Walk-Ons. It is our what some would say would probably is our only true the only true good thing that we're here for. Kevin, hey, we started the show. Sorry, we're just here talking, right? And what I was just going to say was that the one good thing we do around here, Kev, is we give back to the kids every Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think the one good thing that we do is?
What? No. Finish that thought. Go ahead.
Could you elaborate? Yeah, maybe.
I'm just going to keep that.
Okay. All right. I have no idea what's in your head. I actually am clueless. We do one good thing. We give back to the kids. We make a little bit of a chump change around this organization through our merchandise sales, through the Patreon, and through obviously the advertisements that you hear, which you don't hear if you're part of the Patreon, by the way. And so this is my pump to you on the Patreon.com. If you're watching the YouTube, you can join the army right there, right above Grant's head. See that? You just scan that QR code. You can join the army. In fact, I'll bring up a big one for you right in the middle of the screen. Look at those three chaps. That's from the Big Ten Championship in 2021. You hit that little QR code. It takes you to our Patreon. If you're just listening to us, patreon.com/washeduplawkons. You can find it. You can subscribe at any tier. And at any tier, I feel like, obviously, as the head of this thing, the guy who put all this together, I think you're getting your money's worth, especially when it comes around to Christmas and you know that half of your money is going to a donation to the Children's Hospital in the name of the Walk-Ons and the Walk-On Army. Oh, and by the way, you get ad-free listening, early access to episodes, an extra episode with Grant and myself each week, which is we maybe put out our best yet yesterday, Grant. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh, okay.
Got me feeling nicey, if you know what I'm saying. John Gruden, I tell you what. And then you get merch discount codes. Every once in a while, we'll sling you a free piece of merchandise. So it's an incredible cause. We've got a lot of people signed up for this thing. It helps the show run. And we would really appreciate it if you just given us a chance, even if it's just for a month or 2 months here around the holiday season. It's quite literally just a few cups of coffee from Starbucks that could get you a whole lot of cool perks and incentives for a month, 3 months, a year, however long you want to stick around. We'd love to have you. You also get access to the private Discord and a whole lot of other things. So thanks all for listening to the spiel. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, boys.
It's good to have you here. You're looking great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're glowing. Looks like you probably got a nice workout in this morning.
I got back in the pool today, so we're training for a triathlon 2025 now.
Do we have one on the calendar?
Chicago is officially on the schedule. Okay. There may be another one in there. We'll see.
Ooh, love it. Love that little personal update. Today was day one back in the pool since you did your race?
Day two. Day two. I sliced my thumb pretty badly a couple weeks ago, and I had to stay out of the water for a little bit.
Oh, no. Was it cutting a big piece of meat that you grilled on?
It was cutting something. I'm not going to disclose what it was.
Oh.
Were you hurt or injured?
Hurt.
Okay. Hurt. All right. Well, there you go. So Kevin is cutting something. That's a little bit ominous. Could be serial killer-ish. That is interesting.
Got him. Get the police in here.
Yeah, somebody – turns out I just bring in somebody from the studio on the restream here. We've got the FBI. Kevin, you're being arrested. So there you go, patreon.com. Thanks for supporting the boys. A huge shout out to everybody who's been around, been supporting the boys. They're in the Discord having conversations. We love it. It's what makes this community great. We want to do cool things for the kids each and every winter. You guys are helping us do it. So now we can get to the football talk. Grant may have brought a couple of graphs. He's a big graphs guy. You've got me on this Kelly Ford guy.
It's a great follow. Everyone should follow him. He's great.
Dude, he puts out a ton of different graphs, some that don't matter, some that are actually like worth something.
They're great.
Like, yeah. I love the what if graph where he
– What ifs are important.
Well, they're not really.
Well, they're good to see like if a team – like I think like Washington was like number one of what ifs heading into last weekend. And it's like, well, okay, a couple different plays go their way. And this is a pretty solid team.
If he's got this thing where he's got the what if rankings and Iowa – it's basically if every one score game that you were in ended up the other way, what would the rankings be? And I was at like number 10, and they're the 10th seed in the playoff. But again, it's a what if. Breaking earlier today, for the first time in over two decades, the NFL will have two white starting cornerbacks. By the way, somebody left. You're going to love this. Oh, I should go and find it, really. Can I just quickly find the comments? Someone left a comment on our last YouTube video that said, you guys should really be careful with your racism. I got into the podcast and you were talking about Riley being the only white cornerback. And like somebody was like really concerned that I responded with, how dare you? Riley Moss is breaking down barriers in the NFL. He is our modern day Jackie Robinson. Get your woke bullshit out of our podcast. That's literally what I said to him. Come on, guys. It's not that serious. But yeah, ML football. I don't know who's behind this account, but they tweeted, first time in two decades that the NFL will have two starting white cornerbacks at the same time. Eagles, Cooper DeJean, Broncos, Riley Moss, both played for Iowa and are part of the most exclusive group in history. Only 15 cornerbacks. Look at those boys. They look great.
Did you see... Antonio Brown's tweet today.
A cracker of the day, I believe. I believe Riley Moss was nominated as cracker of the day. CTESPN. How about that? What an award. I mean, that is prestigious to have Antonio Brown name you cracker of the day. That's fantastic. How about it, though? Riley Moss and Cooper DeJean both starting, boys. How does that feel?
Proud of them. Proud of those guys.
I mean, that's like, what is, so you got 32 teams. I'm sure a couple are on, well, how early do buys start in the NFL? Is there already teams having buy weeks?
Yeah, people had buy weeks last week.
So there's probably 28 or 30 teams playing this weekend. So there's going to be 60 starting cornerbacks. Two of them are going to be white Hawkeyes. Unbelievable. Just.
And one of them on a stellar Broncos defense.
Unbelievable Broncos defense, right?
Yes.
I saw something where the Broncos were like, was it like the...
It's going to be a mean stat.
Colin Cowherd, top 10 or something, maybe?
Oh, no. Someone else at Fox. But top 10. But hey, I'll take it. We're playing well.
Broncos.
Also, Kay Ford, if you want to talk on the... We were number two on their what-if rankings.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
AFC is a little weaker, so that's kind of...
Vikings continue to win. Chiefs continue to win. How do they do it?
For continuing what if, I saw the Kansas City there. I think their what if was like close to the bottom. They've got a lot of one possession games, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But
what if the refs weren't on Kansas City side?
I know a lot of Kansas City fans listen to this, but I do appreciate that. It used to feel like it was just me who felt this way about the Chiefs. And now every time the Chiefs play on Twitter, it seems like everyone's like, okay, this is out of hand now.
I don't actually know because I don't pay attention that closely to Chiefs games. But the most I do see is that all the Chiefs do is get the calls, and that the Chiefs are, you know, it's like the jersey swap between Patrick Mahomes and the ref.
And an official. Yeah.
That's one of the best probably Photoshops I've ever seen.
yeah. No, they got a good team, but I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel like some calls went their way more than others how I would put it.
It's a Taylor Swift effect, huh?
I think it's been going on pre-Taylor.
Yeah, I think you're right. You got any fun graphs for us, Grant? Anything fun to talk about? Anything cool to mention?
Do you want to see the one you're talking about?
I'd love to see.
You want to see the what if playoff bracket?
I would.
You want to see? Sure. Right, we can bring up the what if playoff.
We don't have a lot to talk about. We may go shorter tonight. Again, I started this early because I'd like to get to bed at a decent time.
This is the what if playoff bracket.
Cincinnati. Oh, God.
Again, what if? But
so what he does, what this guy does is he re-ranks the teams based on the what if games. And again, that is the what if rankings, which are if every one score game that a team has played, like in completion, went the other way. So for Iowa, that's I think just the Iowa State game.
Yep.
Then what would their record be? So it kind of it hurts you in some senses, and if you've won some close games, and it helps you if you haven't. So in Iowa's case, it helps us more than hurts. And then it re-ranks you based on that record and that resume. And in this ranking, he has us ranked as 10th, playing Georgia in the first round to then take on Boise State in the second round.
What is confused is how is like Ohio State dropped down to number.
I think it's resume based as well.
It's heavily resume based, which is why it's a very weird abstract ranking, Kev. So don't put a lot into it. But it's
K Ford's big on the like deserved rankings as well. Like his ranking, I think his power rankings had like BYU number one. See,
he loves BYU.
And today, I kind of love BYU as well. I'm going to be honest. Fun.
We talked about yesterday on the taglines pod how you and I both have Kansas State winning the Big 12.
Yeah, they might be in trouble this weekend, but chaos. I mean, I think the Big 12 winner could have two losses this year, if I'm just being honest. But
I think you're right.
Yeah, another fun graph though that I think is a little more optimistic. I'd like to see, and this one it's not. You can't really. It's more inarguable. Do I have to stop sharing? I don't like the new Restream.
I don't either. I don't either.
If there's an exec at Restream that listens to this, then they need to stop.
Oh, yeah, I love these graphs. These things are amazing.
So this is the line that you can see on the screen here at the bottom left. Yep. Is in the playoff.
Okay.
And out of the playoff.
Sure.
All right. So, and you look, you got like FIU in Wyoming. It's not looking good for the playoff chances. And then like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, bottom left. But Iowa, I feel like not as far out as some people are putting them. I mean,
they're in a big cluster right there with a lot of teams.
Yeah.
The x-axis here based on composite team strength rating. And again, these are all his.
Yeah.
And then the raw resume, whatever he ranks that as, on the y-axis. So, yeah, I mean, I was right there with a group of 15 or 20 or 25 other teams that, like, it's tough.
Yeah. What I'm really interested in is the outliers here. Who do we got up there? We got UTEP.
Wyoming. New Mexico.
UTEP should be all the way at the bottom. Are they not? Or am I
they are... They are, yeah.
Yeah, no, they are. I made one of the bigger mistakes of my life betting on UTEP last week.
Kent State.
I was fooled by the uniforms. Yeah, Kent State is. They're hidden by Kennesaw State, but they are not in a good spot. It's not looking good over there.
Yeah. Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy with life to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet To Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to graysgourmettogo.com.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years. But it's time for something new. It's still where you need to go for deer divots and door dings, as well as damaged dashboards. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Why not say, when your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier? I think Dad's going to love that. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Be a deer and call Premier Auto Body in North Liberty.
Well, I found a cool little ditty about somebody proposed a ditty, as you will. Which may be not cool in today's society.
I was going to say, I don't know if I don't know if we want to do the segment.
You don't know what I'm about to pull up, huh? You're scared. You're scared right now. This here is if the conferences were realigned by geographical location so that we had seven conferences, all of equal teams. So we're looking at 10 teams per conference. seven conferences. They are the Southwest Conference, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big Eight, the Pac-10, the Big East, and the ACC.
Well, this is in response to the Disney 70-team new proposal, correct?
Yeah, and do you know anything about that? What happened there?
Well, it sounds like they just want to basically – they do want to do something like this and eliminate the G5s.
Basically create their own college football league.
Yeah, they basically just want to sever themselves from it, which I think, unfortunately, we're heading towards that. But as someone who really likes the G5 games, I'm disappointed to see this.
It says right here, Project Rudy Super League concept emerges ahead of SEC and Big Ten meeting. What do we get out of – what if we have a super conference, though, we just end up having smaller divisions within that. Like, we already – at some point, it's too big and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it'd be operating more like the NFL, where, like Grant said, you're never going to play FCS schools, group of five schools. Like, you're only going to play in that league.
Okay. So there's no more non-conference, basically.
No. Well, you get three non-conference. Still the same. But then you immediately go in. Like, your non-conference isn't, I don't know, like Ferris State.
Right, exactly. Like Iowa would be playing, like, Big 12 schools or
sure
schools.
Yeah, so like it'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. People with a bunch of money just trying to ruin shit, seems like.
If someone needs to stand up for JMU, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, this here is, let me go back up to this conference. So the Big Ten would become, the Big Ten would gain Notre Dame, Grant. They would be in a conference now. How do you feel about that?
If we must, I don't like that Iowa got bounced from the Big Ten.
Iowa is bounced from the Big Ten, as is.
Even worse, we got bounced with Nebraska, so we still have to.
Yeah,
we still have to be annoyed by Nebraska.
Yeah, so we would okay. Like
you got put with Iowa State and Nebraska.
Like the Pac-10 in this scenario regain the four teams we just assumed into the Big Ten. Maryland and Rutgers both end up in the Big East. Where they should be. And then the Big Ten becomes Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Northwestern, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin, and they gain Notre Dame. I mean, I got to be honest. It doesn't not make sense. Like, I get it. It goes against everything that is right now or has been traditionally. But if you were going to do it, if you're like, hey, we just need to make everything even, this looks pretty good.
I do like the revival of the Southwest Conference.
How about that, huh?
I think the Big East, man. I think the Big East was a fun conference back in the day.
Boston College, Cincinnati, Penn State, Maryland, Pitt, Rutgers, Syracuse. Dude, that conference would be so fun.
It'd be a fun conference to watch.
Because this is like so abstract and there's a lot of change here, there would actually be so many cool new games that would happen year in and year out.
Like, I mean, you get Penn State playing Pitt every year.
Like, boys, we're going to go to Utah in this scenario. Back and forth. Iowa State's still a game every year. We now have BYU, Colorado, Kansas State, Louisville. This would be fun, man. I'm all for it.
You can throw away the record books when Iowa plays Louisville. Anything can happen between those two.
On a yearly basis. I like this, man. That Southwest Conference is cool. Arkansas, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, Okie State, SMU, Texas A&M, Texas Christian.
It just kind of feels like the new Big 12 where it's going to be Texas and Oklahoma running shit again, though.
In that conference?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
With the occasional Oklahoma State having a good year. I guess the A&M's in there.
A&M's going to throw in a good year here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's not going to completely even things out, right? Like, but...
We've been like the SEC, like I know Vanderbilt just won this past weekend, but moving forward, like for Vandy and Mississippi State, like that would be getting tough out there.
That's a tough conference.
Not that it already isn't, but.
That's a tough conference. I will say this, like if we are absolutely moving to something different, this is one of the better things I've seen.
I just don't like that Iowa got bounced from the Big Ten.
I don't like it either. It makes no sense. Iowa fans would hate it.
Why don't we put Notre Dame in the Big East? So Iowa can stay in the Big Ten, and we got to throw someone to the Big Eight.
So Notre Dame, which is in, we'd need them to go to the Big East. Iowa stays, goes back to the Big Ten, and then the Big East has to donate somebody to the Big Eight. UCF? West Virginia. West Virginia.
No, I'll throw Cincinnati over there.
Yeah, Cincinnati wouldn't be a bad pick.
It's a long flight from.
Cincinnati's probably your closest geographically. Yeah. That wouldn't be bad.
And they're kind of big. I guess that's supposed to be Big 12, and Cincinnati's Big 12 right now.
Yes, pretty much. The only reason that this specifically has probably no legs is that the Big Ten and the SEC being a part of those conferences holds a lot of weight financially, and a school like Iowa is never going to be like, yeah, okay, we'll be in the new Big Eight, or like, you know, like
no school wants to leave the Big Ten because the Big Ten just rakes in money.
Like in this instance, Iowa and Nebraska are not going to want to leave the Big Ten.
Grant, pull it up. Like, what does each school get from media rights from the Big Ten versus the Big 12 right now? I'm going to guess it's at least 50% more.
I think that when I was listening to Doctorman and Lystico had this on their show at the beginning of the year on one of their shows, I think the new number for the Big Ten members is something like $81 million a year or something like that. And the Big 12... Yeah, Kev, I would say you're probably close. It might be half of that, a little more, maybe.
Okay, so this is in 2023.
It's relevant.
It was $60.5 million
it's gone
for
up.
A Big Ten school. Gone up. And then the Big 12, again, starting in 2025, it's going to be $31
million. Oh, goodness.
So.
Yeah, and I know, yeah, Big Ten's number got bigger when we added those Pac-12 schools.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
And then I think they have a new deal coming up that's supposed to be
more. Well, and who knows? Because every time now with all this realignment, everyone wants new deals because there's more teams. There's more. I don't know. It's annoying.
Right, they can realign all they want, but I like what makes college football so great is partly the little guys too. You know, like that, like Maction is great. Like that's what people like about
like college this football. Jackson, like this Jackson State game going on right now.
Yeah, who's Maxing it up right now? Can we just live stream that and just kind of.
Just watch.
You want to commentate on the New Mexico State Jackson State game?
I would love.
We're gonna get taken out from YouTube.
Yeah, we would immediately be.
There is no Maction on tonight. Actually,
it's the only game.
It's no. Well, this isn't a Mac game. This is a. What do we got here? Is it we're Conference USA? I believe.
Here's our Big Ten slate, though, boys. Are we excited for this weekend? This is a big weekend of college football in general.
It's a great weekend for college football.
Every weekend's a great weekend for college football.
But this weekend specifically, especially in the Big Ten, we have number two in the country versus number three in the country. Ohio State goes to Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, and they are a 3.5-point favorite. Maybe we'll get into it a little sooner than I was planning, but that's going to be a fantastic game. It's going to be a great watch.
Now, they played a home-and-away series a couple years back, right? And I think Oregon beat Ohio State in Columbus.
I don't remember.
I want to say Ohio State got him the previous year, though.
Maybe. I was going to be kicking off at 11 a.m. What?
Said I love it.
You like that early game?
Love 11 a.m. games. Love
as a fan and as a player?
As a fan and as a player.
You like that 7 a.m. oatmeal?
Dude, I just like getting up and going.
Just love.
And then also, like, you know, Grant mentioned this last, 2 weeks ago during the bye week. He's like, you know, just stress-free watching football. You get that 11 a.m. adrenaline rush in, and then you just get to enjoy college football.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you lose, then it's sorrow for the rest of the day.
You just distract yourself with degenerate gambling, and that kind of goes away.
Yeah.
Or it gets worse.
I will definitely say as a player waiting around in the hotel is
tough.
That's tough. Like watching other college football games going, knowing that you're going to be
playing a game that day
on you're going to be on TV in a few hours. It's a sort of a weird, it's a weird disconnected experience. And you just don't know what to do with your energy. Like Kevin, you probably wore tracks down in your hotel rooms, just pacing wall to wall, just didn't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, I would lay in bed and, like you said, watch the games that were going on right now, but still was like you know, foot tapping, like heart rate above normal resting rate.
I don't know why I didn't, especially now at 30 years old. I take so many walks all the time. I love walking. I should have just gone for more walks. Like, there was a horse. I think there was like horses in a pasture near the hotel at the Kirkwood that we, like, a lot of guys would like go. And I should have taken more walks. It would have calmed the energy a little bit. Other than the Ohio State Oregon game, or the Iowa Washington game, what's our favorite game this weekend? Penn State at USC is going to be fun. I really think this Wisconsin Rutgers game could
be a good game. Yeah, that would be a good. I mean, honestly, I think outside of the Purdue Illinois game, these are all going to be pretty solid games.
So I like all of them. Yeah,
I'd love to watch Burt and the Illini just absolutely tear Purdue apart.
What do you got against Purdue?
I don't know.
You're a big Burt fan?
I am a big Burt fan, I'll be honest. Love me some Burt Bielema. And I know it's Brett. Anybody listening?
I like Bielema.
Hey, you're number 23 Fighting Illini. It's a ranked ball club. Northwestern has to travel to Maryland, so they will not get to play at the makeshift carnival tent up by the lake, which Grant has laid down a pretty solid case for. If you have to go to Northwestern this year, that is not a place you want to go.
It's just like a, I don't know if like a Bermuda Triangle of college football is a fair comparison, but it's a weird spot to play for a multitude of reasons. Like, it's not the, I don't know, it's not the Tiger Stadium where you fear just the noise or anything. It's like, well, I don't like that there's ripping waves and like giant gust of wind coming in here, and the turf is super old and we're slipping everywhere. It's an interesting spot.
And you're in a high, like, there's lots of high schools that have higher capacity. Like, sometimes, I mean, I don't know if you felt this way, Clue, but sometimes when you are used to like high energy, compact stadiums with, like, you know, Kinnick 70,000, or, you know, other schools across the Big Ten, it's 70 plus, sometimes you get to 100, and then you sometimes go to a Purdue game that has 10,000 people there. It's almost a little weird to like be like, oh, are we playing a football game today, or like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely a desensitizing when the average is 60, 65, 70. Like you said, occasionally you get that like, whoa, we're at Penn State or Michigan or somewhere, Nebraska, where it's like up into the 90s, 100. And then you go to a stadium. I don't know if we ever played in front of 10,000. That's pretty low. But I would say at Northwestern,
Purdue games are pretty empty, man.
At Northwestern or Purdue, we were.
No, Northwestern, because a lot of Iowa fans will show up to Northwestern.
That's true. I would say the lowest we ever played at in front of Purdue, I doubt it was.
At Rutgers, not a whole lot of people at Rutgers.
I don't think we ever played in front of less than 15,000 people. Nonetheless, to your point, if there was less than 40, which sounds so dumb coming from high school, you're like, oh, dude, like, you want to play in front of 40 grand? Yeah, that sounds sick. It's not that sick when a stadium that seats 60 or 70 only has 40 in it. I remember vividly a day at Purdue when we went there, it feeling like.
Or how about 2014 Illinois? Illinois was dog shit that year, and it was freezing cold. There's not a lot of people at
that. That was a tough. I'm sure these games have attendances that we could go and find. You're right. There probably was a weather game like that where I would love to know.
Seeing Purdue at Iowa, we got 8 inches of snow. Like,
people showed up though.
Yeah, but Kinnick was half empty that day.
Yeah, there was probably 30.
The internet's claiming 50,000 attended 2014 Illinois versus
Iowa. Shot.
Bullshit.
I don't know.
Not a chance. That stadium holds like 50.
Can you just
read numbers, man?
Can you look up 2017 Rutgers? Was that it?
16.
2016 Rutgers?
Okay, hold on.
If you can find that. Kev, how do you feel about this Washington matchup? I think this is a good spot to catch Washington. At the beginning of the year, we sort of pondered that Washington could be like really bad. They might be bottom of the barrel Big Ten this year with how much they had to replace and how many, coach, a lot of players left in the portal or to Alabama with the coach. They're playing good ball. I mean, they just beat Michigan. They are two plays away from being an undefeated team.
44,000 attended in Piscataway on that Saturday.
God, I just have a hard time believing that.
Tickets sold? Maybe.
Tickets sold for sure. That's got to be the number. We're going to have to we'll contact the Rutgers Athletic Department and see how many people actually walk through the turnstiles that day. The only thing I remember about Rutgers, Kevin, is how goddamn long and steep the tunnel was to get to their locker room.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a walk.
Like up under the stadium, and then it was so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, them and Nebraska both had really long walks from the locker room to the field.
Yeah. This I think this is a good spot to catch Washington. We get them in an 11 o'clock slot, which in Kinnick, Washington playing a game that's 9 o'clock on their biological time.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't hate that for the Hawks. They're coming off of a big win. We're coming off of a pretty crushing – it was a crushing loss. We got fucking dick slapped. So there's no, like, weird game extra to this where, like, oh, the Hawks are going to overlook somebody. Not that they would anyway, but, like, you know, we've got the motivation on our side here to get a week turned around. And but to me, this game feels a lot like the Minnesota game a little bit morale-wise, like on the outside. Like, this is another similar game where it's like, okay, it's probably going to be a pretty tough matchup. And
kind of need this one.
We need this one for multiple reasons, but like we're also expecting to win. I think we're on the side of expecting to win, not expecting to lose here. And on the outside again, the players are always expecting to win. And you know, it sounds stupid to say it, but 4-2 is a lot better than 3-3.
Let me do the math on that real quick. Hold on.
Okay, you do. Can you
check out?
Can you run the numbers on that?
Let me open Excel.
Find out how much better it is to be 4-2 instead of 3-3. What I'm saying here, Kev, is if we want any shot of still having a little bit of hope, being a little bit of the conversation at the end of the year for the playoff, we can't lose. And if we lose now, God, that's a whole second half of the season where we are absolutely 100% not in playoff talk contention. And that's going to be tough to feel good about, even if we win 6 games in a row and go 9-3.
I feel like you'd still feel good about the season at the end of the season, but then you start looking back. It's like, damn, were you really?
It would definitely, yeah. You would look back and say, holy shit, that's
like we let 2 of those games get away from us that we really should have won. No, definitely going to be another measuring stick for this 2024 Hawkeye team is what we see in this game versus Washington on Saturday. You know, there's some questions about the offense. There's some questions about the defense a couple of weeks. I feel like after this week, we'll really get an idea of who this Iowa Hawkeye team is because they bounced back after a loss before. Can they do it again? Can they keep their composure and go out and beat another good football team? It's pretty, on paper, even opponent.
Decent, yeah. Here's why I think it's an intriguing matchup, because of the 5 games we've played, I think Iowa State's ranked at 11th, but going by the rankings, we've played 2 games against top 11 opponents. Those are 2 losses. One of them absolutely blown out. The other, we should have won the goddamn game.
Both teams in the green on the Are You In graph.
They are. And the other 3 opponents have basically been, like, a little bit worthless, right? Like,
I mean, Minnesota's not worthless.
Okay, you're right. Minnesota,
like, I just don't think they're a good ball club, but
they're not totally worth it.
They squeaked out a win versus USC.
I mean, they did beat USC.
They came back versus Michigan.
What this
Flex feeding them shots of
what? And what was that? Can we get a clarification? They did. What did he call these? He's given his
drinking confidence.
I hate them so fucking.
Does he have them like figuratively and literally drinking the Kool-Aid?
He said it was spread. I thought normally when I hear drinking confidence, I'm thinking we're drinking something else.
Do they have a suicide pact at Minnesota?
Well, not what I was thinking, but
is it a cult? And is PJ Fleck Charles Manson?
What's crazy is I don't even think, I mean, I think PJ Fleck's kind of weird, but I don't even know if they're in my top five college football cults. Like, just in general.
That I need to see this graph.
Yeah, we're going to, is this, is well, this a mean, new top and, five? We haven't done well, a top five. I mean,
you, have you seen what's going on at Texas A&M?
Oh, yeah. Just,
like, yeah. Are you, is this a question? Like, are you kidding?
What's going on at A&M?
Well, you got these dudes dressed up as milkmen dancing on the sidelines, grabbing each other's nuts all game. That's crazy. Don't like that at all. Doing these weird chants. No, the yell leaders.
The yell leaders, dude.
Oh, they've always had that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. Right. Culty, though.
Okay. I get that. But I meant like actual, like the football teams and programs.
Oh, they got the go Google Texas A&M Halloween parade and get back to me and tell me that's normal behavior.
I don't want anything to do with that. This game, in my eyes, is a, and I don't know if we have many left on the schedule. Maybe they're all sort of like this. It's a good opponent that isn't an absolute world beater, right? Like it's not Ohio State. This gives us another opportunity similar to an Iowa State game to prove that we can play with, sure, take out the top five or eight teams in the country. They probably have too much talent for our still lagging behind first year OC offense to really compete with where we can be in a game like that. But every other team in the country, because of our defense and because the offense isn't all time bad like it has been the last couple of years, we can win those games. The problem is our two non-con games, Illinois State and Troy, they just weren't good teams to try and figure that out against. I'd say Minnesota is actually a decent example of that, although I don't think they'll be at the end of the year looking back like a great win. I don't know how many we have really left on the schedule. Probably Washington.
Well, to your point, like Washington is probably either the second or third best team left on the schedule.
Right. Washington, Nebraska.
If you have a good win here, you can feel pretty good about the rest of the way. Like
exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Washington, Nebraska, and maybe Wisconsin. Right?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Thank you, Kev, for siphoning that down.
Yeah. And you show up good versus this Washington team. Obviously, it's at home. Like you said.
Sure.
Ideal game time for us versus them.
Yeah.
But
it makes you feel good about every other game.
Optimistic about the rest of the season if we get a good game on Saturday.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I'm excited about this one. I think the team is probably licking their chops as well. You know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited about it. Do we have any other things we want to mention? I might just go right into the old seg.
I have some stats.
Bring me stats.
Can you share some stats? So we now, new Big Ten, obviously a lot more travel going on. We have had 10 games where a team has made the cross-country trip. Nine of those 10 teams have lost. The only win is Indiana over UCLA. And then seven of those 10 teams didn't cover the spread either.
What are you considering a cross-country trip? Like anytime like the former Pac-12 teams play traditional Big Ten teams and vice versa?
Well, like, I mean, I don't know if I consider Rutgers as traditional Big Ten, but like anytime they're making the Pac-12 12 months ago, traveling to Big Ten 12 months ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great stat. Seven having
even USC, come into Central Time Zone versus Minnesota. They dropped an egg.
And then it's 11 if you consider Purdue going to Oregon State and losing.
Wow. That I might need to change my bets in the segment that we're about to do off of that alone.
And then there's four of those games this weekend. Iowa.
Oh, shit.
Iowa, Washington is one of them.
Ohio State.
Do you do the travel parlay? The
travel parlay. You bet Oregon. You bet Iowa.
You would have UCLA, Oregon, USC, and Iowa on a parlay.
I do not like UCLA in a parlay. Who are they playing?
UCLA plus five versus.
They host the Golden Gophers.
They host the Golden Gophers at 8 o'clock.
That might actually be a play. Are we going to do? Is this the walk-on parlay of the week, the travel parlay.
I mean, I don't hate it.
I mean, we can get into the I do follow this trend a little bit. I don't want to spoil all of the awards winners, but like, I mean,
but like you're on top of it.
There's one that I don't like.
If you go 3 out of 4. That's not bad.
We could just choose 3 of them. Parlay.
Oh, well, I mean,
we could just choose 3 of them though. We could leave out the one you don't like. It could still be a travel parlay. By the way, Jacksonville State demolishing New Mexico State, 33-6, and a guy died in the game. I think.
I hope he's okay.
He got hurt really bad.
Jacksonville State. We're just playing through a hurricane right now, or what?
Must be.
I think Jacksonville would be a little more north.
I don't know.
I'm sure they're getting some weather from it.
How about old Hurricane Milton, huh?
Please. Hope everyone's safe.
I mean, that's a natural disaster from actual hell.
Yeah, Florida's going to get fucked.
I mean, what did Florida do, right?
Hope everyone's okay.
Jesus.
I mean, that's what creates Florida men, right? Florida man built from...
Did you see that? There's that one dude who's going viral right now for being like, he's just demanding that he's going to stay on his boat.
He will not leave his boat.
And I saw the police convinced him to go to a shelter, and then he left and went back to his boat.
Correct.
But where is his boat at? In the marina?
It's in the marina.
Yep.
He's an
idiot.
And he's, I saw someone made a joke. It was like the hurricane just got a call that a Florida man is incoming for it. They got to watch out.
This guy's going to fight the hurricane as it comes in.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what type of boat are we talking here?
A small boat.
Have you seen the movie Life of Pi?
Oh, no.
Dude, it's not good, man.
It's slightly bigger than Life of Pi.
I saw a couple people go down there and see if he was still on it as it, like, continued to get worse. And they're, like, on the shore. You're, like, yelling over to him. And he's still in there. Unbelievable.
Is this like just some like 65-year-old man who's like, or I'm either 65-year-old man or like a 28-year-old dude? There's like nowhere in between, I don't think.
He's above 35. I don't know. He has a history. I mean, someone pulled up that he was recently arrested too.
Yeah, it's shocking.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know how they put that together, but I'm sure we could figure it out if we wanted to, but I don't know. I have one more Washington question, though.
Yeah, sure.
So I know we're big on Washington – or not Washington, sorry, that Iowa. I know you guys are anti-Iowa look-aheads. Washington does have an undefeated Indiana coming up next week. Do you guys think there's a chance Washington might be looking over Iowa a little?
I don't know.
No?
No. Okay. I think that Washington –
Washington's in a very similar situation. They got to win football games right now.
Yeah.
They can't be looking forward to head.
No.
Although I'll say this, based on the expectations and maybe the perceptions of that Washington team, I mean, they're 4-2. I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like exactly, but like, I think if they make a bowl game this year or go, like if they get 7 wins, like that's a win. That's a great first season for Jed Fish at Washington.
Oh, he's a good coach. Yeah. And then on the other end, they did just beat Michigan last week. Do you think Washington let down, maybe?
I don't think so because they're playing all of these teams for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so there's no like prior experience to be like, oh, we beat Iowa already. We're not worried about them. Like there's all these new offenses and all these new staffs that they're going against. They're on high alert every week. I think these it's going to take a few years before these old Pac-12 schools are going to have like letdown games because
it's also hard to have a letdown game when you're the statistical underdog.
That's true. When you're not favored to win. Yeah. No, I think in that sense, when you're talking about sort of the foo-foo, like call it superstitious side of things there. I don't think there's a lot at play there. I will say this, though.
DJ Kevin! Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
And I need a win. I need one bad. 0-3 last week. Not good. I have 5 picks.
Oh. Whoa, Mr. Ooh, I only do 3 picks.
I told you. No. I told you guys on Monday that I was coming with 4 picks because I went 0-3 and I need to get it back and I'm taking the Grant strategy. And then I looked at the docket and I said, you know what? I want 5. I want 5.
Why not 6? Why not?
Well, because I didn't see 6 that I liked. But I am going back to James Madison.
Oh shoot, hold on. Yeah.
Just going back to the well.
How'd you do it?
How did I do it? Well, I'm playing the odds. They've covered in all but – I think they're 60 or 70% against the spread this year, maybe 4-2. Last week was one of those losses against the spread. I think they're going to be pissed because they just lost a football game that they were favored in by quite a bit. They are minus 9.5 against Coastal Carolina at home. Give me JMU. Then we go to, we'll just give it right now. Iowa, Washington. I'm taking the over in this game. Last week versus Ohio State was the first Iowa game this year in which the game did not go over. I think Iowa's going to score some points. Iowa's defense is not clamps like we've been in the past couple years. We're not an all-time clamper this year. I'm seeing an over-under of 42. Give me the over in the Iowa-Washington game. Now, bring me to that Rutgers-Wisconsin game. Dude, I think this is going to be the best Big Ten game of the week. Rutgers minus 2.5. The Badgers are going into Piscataway. I think Rutgers has a ball club. Their running back is one of the – talk about Caleb Johnson, Ash and Jainty. Their running back might be number 3 in the conversation.
Dog.
Manungai.
Now, to clarify, I do not think this qualifies for the cross-country road trip.
So. Oh, that's a completely different thing. Oh,
okay. Just wanted to get that out there.
Take me down to the game in Autzen Stadium. Need to make sure that the line. What is the line that I'm getting here?
That'd be north, wouldn't it? Would you want to go up,
down, or over, or up? Wherever you want to do it, you can, depending on which way you start off on the globe, you get there. I don't love the stat you gave me, Grant. It makes me think that I'm gonna get smacked on this one. I think Ohio State might just have too much power. They might have too much firepower.
It's just a stat. You can do whatever you want. It's just a number.
I'm going against the stat here. I know Ohio State's the one making the cross-country travel. I'm seeing the Buckeyes minus 3. I'm taking the Buckeyes minus 3. And then my final play of the day. I think Iowa State's having a great year. West Virginia is not the place you want to go play at night. That's a scary game. And I believe that Iowa State's going to have 2 or 3 slip-ups in the back half of this season. West Virginia is going to be the first one. West Virginia, you know what? Not only plus 3, give me the West Virginia money line.
Well, you want both? Like those are 2 different picks, or do you want?
There are 2 different picks.
Which one do you want?
Give me on the graphic plus 3, but I'm telling you all right now, West Virginia wins the ballgame.
Yeah, big. It's taking a huge, huge juice there at plus 3 for money line. Wow. How'd you?
I'm just telling you, that's my dog of the week.
You're doing the Austin Powers. I too like to live dangerously.
Yeah, for sure. Those are my 5 picks.
That was good.
Put a lot of thought into it.
That was fun. Yes. That was fun and frisky out of you. I like that.
Trying to be. Grant, what do you got?
Oh, we got a lot going on here.
Shit.
I'm going to go. This is another uniform bet. Western Kentucky. I believe this is Thursday night. Or Friday, I can't remember which one, minus 19.5 versus UTEP. I don't know if you guys saw, they released them last week during
the UTEP hater, aren't you?
Because they
and he loves Western Kentucky.
Actually, I was supporting UTEP heavily last week. I was just disappointed.
Big Red? What's the guy's name?
Oh, that's Big Red. Don't worry.
Big Red.
Dude, they're custom helmet stickers, those things, those decals.
That's what we're talking about, the custom decals they got going on. They released, if you just go look up, the Western Kentucky uniform release video is just, it should be nominated for Oscars.
That is tomorrow, by the way.
Minus 19.5. And then I got Clemson minus 20.5. Talked about it on taglines. I'm buying all the Clemson stock right now. I'm buying in on them. So I'm taking Clemson minus 20.5. I hate this pick, but I'm taking USC plus 5.5 versus Penn State. James Franklin already complaining, hasn't even left yet to the game. He was already complaining about the runway or whatever. Like, Penn State is the easiest place to get to. Are you kidding me? It's not exactly near a regional airport or anything. It's a camping trip away. So he's already complaining. I'm taking USC. And also the stat we just saw with the traveling. And then what else we got here? Cal plus 3.5 versus Pitt. NIU plus 2.5. The Fresno State Bulldogs plus 3.5. I hate it as well, but I'm going to take LSU plus 3.5. Both these teams I just dislike right now, with Ole Miss and LSU. I'm taking LSU though at home. West Virginia plus 3. Stinky UCLA plus 5.5. It's not good, but we're gonna take it anyway. It's a hard pill to swallow, but I'm taking UCLA. I know you guys aren't letdown guys, but I think, you know, gonna be weird going to the Rose Bowl for Minnesota after a big one. I'm taking it anyway. Colorado plus 4.5 versus Kansas State.
That's the pick right there.
It's been moving around a little bit. I have 4.5 here. I just I think that they're just begging you to take Kansas State there. And then North Carolina State also stinky, +4.5 versus Syracuse. I think Syracuse pissed off the football gods last week.
Great. That you game hate, versus you hate 70% of your picks.
They made the sheet though.
Then it is what it is.
I think Syracuse upset the football gods last week, that game versus UNLV.
Not smart.
It disrupted the G5. So I'm going to take NC State. And then lastly, I think Tennessee is going to bounce back and absolutely destroy the Florida Gators and Billy Napier -15.5. And those are the picks.
Wow. That's fantastic. This segment is fucking.
We're going to have to rename it.
This segment is 10 times better with Grant inserted and Drake taken out.
You didn't like the UFC picks?
No.
No, they're terrible.
He'd get on here and say, all right, I got a winner for you guys. I've got three favorites, three heavy favorites. Throw them in a parlay. They've all got Russian names.
I don't know about what the makeup of our audience is, how big our audience is in the UFC. I don't know any of these names. I never watch any of the fights, so it just means nothing to me.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, every week I've considered just throwing in, like, what if I just sneak in one? If I threw in one NFL pick, would anyone notice? Like,
oh, we used to do it.
I mean, that was what Drake used to only do, NFL picks.
Yeah, we used to throw in some NFL picks.
He was awful at it.
He was bad. You know,
if I just threw in, like, the Ravens right in the middle there, would anyone notice?
No.
Do it. Go for it.
Do it.
I mean, yeah, I think
maybe next week.
Yeah, you can throw some baseball bets in there right now, too, if you want to.
There's going
to
be some Broncos picks.
Yeah. Well, baseball's tough because I'd have to do – is there even a line out yet for a game that might not happen? Like, I don't know. It'd have to be maybe. The future, I guess.
Who knows?
All right. I guess it is my namesake segment, so I guess I'll give you guys some picks.
Need a couple.
Kluv, I don't know what you're on, but this is going to be a low-scoring ball game between Washington and Iowa. I like the under in this game.
I don't believe it.
Do you also have 42?
You know what, Kev? You know what I love about you going the other way? Just like when Grant went the other way on the Missouri pick that I had last week, it means one of us is going to win no matter what.
That's the optimistic way to look at it. Yeah, sure.
And I love that.
You won 42 as well.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I see 42.5 out there, but
if you took 42.5, we'll give you 42.5.
Well, no. He got 42, so we'll keep it at 42. If anything, we're going
to
push.
I'm not trying to cheat anyone out of anything. Just.
All right. I'm big on the over-unders this week. There's not a whole lot of lines out there that I loved, but I'm big on the over-unders. I like the under in the LSU-Ole Miss game. 64.5 is where I got it at. I think it's come down significantly. Ole Miss, people think Lane Kiffin offense, high speed, a lot of points, but their defense is pretty freaking good this year. So I think that'll be a lower scoring ball game than advertised. And then going over to Maryland Northwestern, I like the over in 45.5 on that game. And then going out west for the game of the week, Ohio State at Oregon, I like the over in that game too. Oregon's defense has been a little questionable this year. And I think Ohio State will be able to put up some points, but I think Oregon will also be able to throw some points up there. So give me the over 52.5 on that game.
Love it. Love it. Thought about that one. Those are the picks, people. A lot going on there. A lot to choose from. Hey, throw a little walk on parlay in, huh? Do it.
What's your representative then?
It doesn't have to be your travel parlay. Oh, my representative? You want my best pick?
Well, I don't know. You're saying throw out the parlay.
I was saying just choose three or four of any of those picks we just gave out.
Oh, okay.
But if you want my best pick, I think it's Rutgers -2.5.
Ooh.
Versus the Wisconsin Badgers.
Scarlet Knights.
Yeah. Especially if that Scarlet Knight actually rides out onto the field on Saturday.
God, that was awesome. That was so great. It's fantastic.
That's what we got here at the Walk-Ons. That's our preview episode. A lot of detailed analysis on how the Hawkeyes are going to match up against the Huskies on Saturday. As we are known for our preview episodes, thank you guys for joining us. Again, take a little consideration into that join in the army, that little QR code right above Grant's head there. I'll throw it up on the big middle as well. If you're watching, it really helps us out. You get cool perks, cool shirts, discounts, Discord – no advertising that you have to listen to if you get our Patreon feed of podcasts. It's all just pure walk-on content.
We gotta get Gary's face photoshopped on that.
Can we? Oh, I could do that. Yeah, I could. Yeah, we need to get Gary in there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. Well, I could switch that around.
If only there was a recent event where the four of us were all there and took a photo.
Did we?
Did we take a photo?
I don't recall any photos.
Oh, geez.
I think we screwed up on that.
That's brutal. Yeah. There's a photo of us doing the event. I've seen that one.
Well, we could put up the ones of us sitting at the table, but yeah, we could get that one up there. I think editing your face over Drake would actually be much better, though.
No.
Well, we don't want Drake to off himself now.
It was his birthday this week. No.
Well, I could not care less.
If he offed himself?
If he killed himself, no, I could not care less. It was Drake's birthday. We're 30 years old. I don't care about anybody's birthday. That's it. That's all we got. Thank you guys for listening. Catch the 5-10-5 show tomorrow with me and Coach Justin Lima. We'll talk to you then. Hawks are going to win this weekend. Let's have a fucking day. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.